Hello, how's it going? Welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. We are the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Natalia Bravo, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, November 21st, 2024. We'll have news, sports, music, and today we'll be sharing a feature on mate tea, this traditional beverage, this traditional tea that us Argentines and Uruguayans and Paraguayans and Brazilians, actually it's quite common in South America, even though it's currently associated with Argentina. And for sure, most of the country, I would say over 80% of the country, drink it on a regular basis, and by far is the most popular beverage in Argentina. But over the recent times, famous Argentines were seen drinking mate, most notably Messi, and mate became a thing in the Northern Hemisphere with certain celebrities embracing it. And well, we're going to be informing on this very nice tradition that we still follow, and it hasn't changed since the times of the Guarani natives, who actually started this habit of drinking mate tea. We'll be sharing also a feature on Ariel Ramirez, a key figure in the history of Argentine folk music. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer. In this show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI 5850 kHz and also via internet on rai.com.ar plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, and it's available for both Android and Apple phones. We are ready now to get started with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei meets Italian Prime Minister and proposes her to form an alliance for Western values. Haiti, UN reports 150 deaths in a week due to gang violence. Milei states Vice President Villarruel does not participate in decision-making. Amnesty International criticizes Argentina's withdrawal from the COP29 on climate change. Peru, former President Pedro Castillo to stand trial for attempted coup. Sports, Vélez draws, heating up the league title race with several contenders. And these are the news. Argentine President Javier Milei met Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at the Casa Rosada on Wednesday. During a joint press conference, the two leaders emphasized the historical ties between their nations and discussed shared ideological views. Mr. Milei proposed returning to values shared by the vast majority of citizens in the Western world, underlining commitments to free trade, private property and freedom. Meloni, in turn, highlighted the extensive Italian heritage in Argentina, referring to both nations as sisters. And she added, "I am thrilled to walk this path with my brother Javier." The premier also addressed the issue of Venezuela, recognizing opposition leader Edmundo González Urrutia as the country's elected president and rejecting Nicolás Maduro's re-election. President Javier Milei acknowledged that Vice President Victoria Villarruel does not participate in his administration's decision-making process. In an interview, he described a growing distance between the two, stating Villarruel had opted out of cabinet meetings. Milei claimed Villarruel talks of being close to what she calls high politics, which he described as being closer to the caste, la casta, the way the president derisively calls the political elite. While tensions between them have been rumored for months, the head of state clarified their institutional relationship remains functional. Reports suggest disagreements over Senate decisions made by Villarruel have strained relations within the government. The United Nations has reported that gang violence claimed 150 lives in Haiti over the past week. Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, warned of worsening violence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where gangs now control 80% of the city. Turk described the situation as a harbinger of wars to come, urging international action to prevent further chaos. Despite the deployment of a Kenya-led international force, attacks on civilians and police have intensified. The UN estimates that 4,500 people have been killed by gang violence in Haiti this year, leaving millions in the capital as hostages to criminal gangs. Peru's judiciary has announced the trial of former President Pedro Castillo, who faces up to 34 years in jail for alleged rebellion. He stands accused of dissolving Congress and attempting to seize emergency powers in December 2022. His actions came as lawmakers prepared to vote on his removal over corruption allegations. Congress ousted Castillo the same day and ordered his arrest. This triggered widespread protests by Castillo's supporters, who claimed he was the victim of a coup himself. Human rights organizations report dozens of deaths due to the violent suppression of these demonstrations. Amnesty International and 70 environmental groups have condemned Argentina's decision to withdraw from the COP29 on climate change. In a joint statement, they described the move as a historical setback, noting Argentina's long-standing participation in global climate negotiations since the year 1992. The groups argued that the withdrawal prevents Argentina from influencing discussions on vital climate financing. President Milei has dismissed global warming and gender ideology as leftist agendas. And now, sports. League leaders Vélez Arfiel drew 0-0 with Lanús, leaving the title race wide open. With 44 points, Vélez remains first, followed by Huracán with 42, Racing with 40, and River with 36. Meanwhile, Boca Juniors secured a 1-0 home victory against Unión in a match held at La Bombonera for the 23rd round of the 2024 Professional League. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
I love the band we're gonna be playing now to start our playlist for today. Virus, or Virus, as you prefer to call it. Everybody calls it Virus here in Argentina. A group that emerged in the early 1980s in the city of La Plata, founded by the Moura brothers, most notably its late lead singer, Federico Moura. A group that featured heavy use of synthesizers, and I think it's as 80s as you get in terms of Argentine music. They penned numerous hits, including some very danceable ones, such as this one, for example. It's still a favorite in dance clubs for people of a certain age, like yours truly, no? Above the age of 40. Younger people obviously dance other musical genres these days, but those in the 40s, 50s, even 60s, would love to dance to a tune like Amor Descartable, Disposable Love by Virus.
Argentina to the World presents Ariel Ramirez, The Enthronement of Folklore. Among the most popular musicians in the country and abroad, we can mention Ariel Ramirez, the author of emblematic songs such as Alfonsina and the Sea, and conceptual works like the famous Creole Mass, one of the most recorded pieces in the history of music at the world level. Pianist and composer Ariel Ramirez was born in the capital city of the province of Santa Fe in 1921, though he moved to different places in the province during his childhood and adolescence. He studied piano since his early childhood, but following the family tradition, he graduated as a teacher. Yet, he already knew his vocation lay in composing music.
Por el río Paraná, aguas arriba navego, el sol quema como un fuego, en la siesta litoral.
And when he was 19, in 1940, Ariel Ramírez met Atahualpa Yupanqui, the great composer of Argentine folklore, a meeting that would mark the young pianist's life and the future of Argentine folk music. Let's listen to Ramírez himself recalling this episode. It is something essential that happened to me in my youth. I believe I was 19 when I met one of the students from Tucumán who lived in Córdoba where they studied law. Atahualpa arrived at the student's house, a very humble house, and we had a brilliant evening. He sang and played the guitar, and at a certain time, after listening to me playing the piano, he said, "What you need is to visit the north of the country to learn how to play zambos and chacareras." "Yes, that's my intention," I said, "but I do not have the means nor any scholarship. My father's a teacher and I have six siblings. It's impossible that my father could help me." And Atahualpa said to me, "Okay, tomorrow I'll give you a letter." He said that to me in the province of Córdoba in February or March 1940.
Yo mañana le voy a mandar una carta.
Si parecemos hermanos en el modo de llorar.
During the same interview, Ariel Ramírez recalls that, as it had been announced by Atahualpa, a day later, someone handed him over an envelope with all he needed to travel to the north and deepen his musical knowledge. And he recalled it this way. Next day, Atahualpa sent someone to hand me an envelope with a one-way ticket, second class, from Córdoba to Jujuy, 10 pesos, and a letter to a friend of his. I never forgot Atahualpa's gesture, because it gave me the possibility of going to Jujuy, where I lived for a year, because that letter was a miracle in itself. It opened the doors of the city for me.
Porque esa carta fue milagrosa, me abrió puertas en la ciudad.
Thanks to Atahualpa's help, I spent a long time traveling around northeastern Argentina, getting in touch with other musicians, rhythms, and instruments. To survive, Ariel Ramírez offered piano interpretations of South American and Argentine traditional musical pieces, among which he included his first compositions. After 2 years touring the north, he got back to Buenos Aires where he offered a large number of concerts and was finally hired by Radio El Mundo. A few years later, he recorded his first samples. In that first stage of his professional career, he composed the zamba La Tristecita, The Little Sad One, one of the first pieces that brought him popularity.
Thank you.
During the first half of the 50s, Ariel Ramirez traveled through different European countries and Peru, places that added other traditions to his musical formation. And in 1955, he returned to his country to create the folklore company Ariel Ramirez, that offered a musical choreography with artists from different regions of the country. The company existed during more than 20 years, and in it, musicians such as Jorge Cafrune, Jaime Torres, Raúl Barbosa, and the group Los Fronterizos grew up professionally.
Brazo de la luna que bajo el sol, el cielo y el agua repuntará, hijo de las cumbres y de la selva que tenso y dulce recibe el mar.
With his own company, Ariel Ramirez toured Argentina and several Eastern European countries, including a five-month tour of the Soviet Union in 1957. This activity was finally completed with his works on composition and the registration of several records on piano only or in collaboration with other artists. Thus, his compositions became more and more popular. From this period, we can mention Water and Sun, The Paraná River is a Zamba, The Flooded.
En campo de lino recobrarás el cielo que buscas en la extensión.
Of all his records as interpreter, the one that became a hit and gained enormous popularity was The Enthronement of Folklore, recorded in 1963 together with guitar player and singer Eduardo Felú and the group Los Fronterizos, with whom he would work in future occasions in other successful projects.
Moja la guitarra tu corazón, que por los trigales ondulará. Traen desde el norte fruta al azar, vaya tus orillas la dejará. Para que su voz, enamorada de la luz carnal, arome tus mujeres para nada.
In 1964, Ariel Ramirez premiered his most important piece, The Creole Mass, inaugurating a new aspect of his own figure as author of his conceptual musical pieces. Other works followed the Creole Mass, like Our Christmas, The Leaders, Argentine Women, South American Cantata, and others. Most of these pieces would also count on the collaboration of historian Félix Luna for the writing of the lyrics. Ramirez himself recalled the unexpected success of the Creole Mass, something that surprised both the composer and the record house that did not believe in the commercial possibilities of the piece.
Y en el mes de noviembre.
In November 1964, the Creole Mass was premiered and an edition of 2,000 units was sold in only one day. 10,000 more units followed, which were also sold in no time. And 50,000 more were also sold before the year end. You know how many have I sold so far registered by myself? Ramirez said. 30 million. And there is more millions of the same Creole Mass registered by other interpreters throughout the world.
Pero hay otros millones de discos por otras empresas, otros autores.
The Creole Mass is divided into four parts, with melodies based on the Argentine and Latin American folklore rhythms. The interpretation asks for instruments characteristic of our music, such as the charango, the quina, and the siko. Edited in more than 40 countries, the Creole Mass was interpreted by Mercedes Sosa, José Carreras, and Plácido Domingo, among others.
Pasan los hombres, pasan los hombres, pasan los hombres, llámenos,
In 1969, Ariel Ramirez produced a new musical with the presentation of Argentine women, a historical piece with lyrics by Felix Luna and the voice of Mercedes Sosa. From that record, we can mention the zamba Alfonsina and the Sea, dedicated to Argentine poet Alfonsina Storni. The song is one of the most translated ones in the world, and it has been registered by a huge number of interpreters. Let's listen now to Ariel Ramirez talking about the poet, the song, and the interpreter.
Alfonsina Storni está muy vinculada a mi vida familiar.
Alfonsina Storni is quite familiar to me since in 1916, my father had the privilege of having her as a student when she was hardly 14 or 15 years old. Alfonsina, I mean. And the first poems she wrote, she sent them to my father, who corrected them and even applauded them. That's how, counting on all those instances, the only thing I did was to sit at the piano and the melody was born. And when Mercedes sang, tears started rolling down her cheeks. She gave a hug to me and to Felix Luna and told me, "This has touched my soul. I know that we'll get every corner of the country with this song."
Y me abrazó lo mismo que a Felix Luna y me dijo, "Esto me llega al alma."
Pequeña huella no vuelve más, un sendero solo de pena y silencio llegó hasta el agua profunda, un sendero solo de penas mudas llegó hasta la espuma. Sabe Dios qué angustia te acompañó, qué dolores viejos cayó tu voz, para recostarte arrullada en el canto de las caracolas marinas. La canción que canta en el fondo oscuro del mar, la caracola. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad, qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar. Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando, y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida Alfonsina, vestida de mar. Sirenitas te llevarán por caminos de algas y de coral, y fosforescentes caballos marinos harán una ronda a tu lado, y los habitantes del agua van a jugar pronto a tu lado. Bájame la lámpara un poco más, de
déjame que duerma, nodriza, en paz. Y si llama él, no le digas que estoy, dile que Alfonsina no vuelve. Y si llama él, no le digas nunca que estoy, di que me he ido. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad. ¿Qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar? Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando. Y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida, Alfonsina, vestida de mar.
Ariel Ramirez continued composing and performing live until the end of his life. His work includes four-handed compositions. Besides his creative activity, he devoted his energy to the defense of copyright, both for musicians and lyricists, through SADAIC, the Musicians Guild in our country, whose direction he exercised during several periods. Shortly before his death, in 2010, Ariel Ramírez praised the importance of the Argentine music this way. The wealth our country owns in the musical creators is really exceptional in America. I believe that Argentina, which is endowed with great composers, is number one in America, and its music, the music of the young, of the adults, and of those who are no longer with us, is spread all around the world. We must give our thanks for this, as well as thank our lyricists who had gone so deeply into the world. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Ariel Ramírez, The Enthronement of Folklore. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The Voice, Miriam Túrcula.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina. Argentina al mundo.
Okay, we're gonna introduce now a song of heavy metal. It's been a while since we played some hard rock, heavy metal on the show, and arguably this could be the most popular heavy metal band from Argentina of all times, Hermética. They emerged in the late 1980s and was founded by Ricardo Iorio, who passed away a year ago and is kind of a legend in this genre in Argentina. Ricardo Iorio, bass player, songwriter, singer also, who had integrated another legendary heavy band of Argentina, such as V8 or V8. But after that group broke up, he put together a new band, which was more thrash sounding, more in the style of the first albums of Metallica, so to speak. And this band in the 1990s became even more popular than V8, achieving what is, in my opinion, the status of the greatest Argentine heavy metal band of all times. The lyrics written by Iorio, they reflected the social reality of the 1990s in Argentina, with growing unemployment and poverty and marginality. But Iorio, throughout his career, also drew inspiration from traditional characters of Argentina and traditional themes of Argentina, such as having an asado, for example, in the countryside. But in this case, this song that we're going to be playing is a homage to camioneros, teamsters, truck drivers. And the song, well, basically describes what a day in the life of a teamster is, no? Going across the distances, the loneliness, the tiredness, seeing the sun go up and then down, and the people seeing the trucks moving along the road. It's a great track, and it's obviously become an anthem for teamsters. No, it's their song. The song features Iorio singing the first part, and then the lead singer of Hermética, Claudio O'Connor, singing the rest of the song. This is it, Del Camionero, the Teamsters, or the Truck Driver song by Hermética.
Viviendo este sueño al que mi vida entregué. mate no es una bebida, es más bien una costumbre, como rascarse. Cuando llega alguien a tu casa, la primera frase es hola y la segunda, unos mates.
Mate is a custom, says radio host Lalomir. It's a custom like scratching yourself. When someone arrives at your place at home, the first thing you say is hello, good morning, welcome. But then you say, hey, do you want some mate?
Ese mate está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma. La mueve de arriba para abajo y te digo para, déjala.
The culture of mate has experienced remarkable expansion worldwide in recent decades. It has been adopted by many in Europe, especially in Spain and Italy, where various enthusiasts drink it regularly. The Argentine and Uruguayan diaspora has carried mate to other countries, keeping its traditions alive by organizing gatherings and sharing the culture. Zoe Saldana, an American actress and model of Dominican and Puerto Rican background, is counted among its drinkers, and she states...
Empezó en realidad cuando yo era jovencita viviendo en la República Dominicana, que teníamos algunos amigos que eran chilenos y argentinos que iban a la misma escuela que yo. La primera vez que lo probé me sentí tan despierta.
I drink mate, I like it. I started having it as a young girl in the Dominican Republic thanks to some Chilean friends that went to school with me. As an adult, I reconnected with mate thanks to my makeup artist. She's from Buenos Aires and drinks it every day. I like it with a little sugar, and she taught me that the water should never boil. I pour the water, leaving some of the yerba dry, and I drink my mate. Mate has been incorporated into wellness and healthy lifestyle trends, and many people see it as an alternative to other caffeinated beverages, appreciating its benefits and the social ritual of sharing it. The growth of the mate market has led to an increase in related products, from bombillas, the straws, to containers or gourds, and also flavored mate herbs. Local and international brands are starting to take mate further and further. In some countries, events and festivals dedicated to mate have begun to be celebrated, educating people about its preparation and consumption, thus strengthening its cultural presence. Sabrina Carpenter, a popular actress and singer in the United States, is also a fan of mate.
Fans know that I have a very terrible obsession with yerba mate. It's an Argentinian tea. I've been an addiction for quite some.
Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter have allowed celebrities and users to share their experiences with mate, generating curiosity and interest around the social media universe. This has contributed to its global visibility. This South American beverage is very common in the football environment. More and more sports people worldwide are drinking mate, as it is beneficial and considered a non-tropic due to its stimulating and energizing properties. Physicians recommend having it before training, assuring that athletic performance can increase by up to 5%. And this is due to the benefits this infusion, this beverage, brings both for the mind as well as the body. American actor Viggo Mortensen, of Lord of the Rings fame, lived in Argentina as a child, in the province of Chaco and in Buenos Aires City as well. And in an interview, Viggo has shared how he started drinking mate.
De niño, era en verano. Y en verano se hace una cosa, en vez de agua caliente se le mete, por ejemplo, jugo de naranja, muy fría. Y le
As
dicen,
a child, in the summer, instead of hot water, mate is made with very cold orange juice because of the heat. They call it tereré, and it keeps you awake without making you too nervous, like coffee. And with mate, you can go all day. In this report, we'll introduce some international celebrities who have shown their appreciation for mate, influencing their followers for and helping popularize this drink in countries like the US and also in Europe. With Leo Messi and Uruguay's Luis Suarez as main representatives and promoters and ambassadors, the football world is one of the environments where mate has penetrated the most. Influenced by them, Brazil's Neymar Jr. became a regular consumer. Cristiano Ronaldo started drinking mate thanks to footballers Rodrigo Bentancur and Paulo Dybala, with whom he integrated Juventus in Turin. He's often seen sharing mate with his Argentine wife, Georgina Rodriguez. Another footballer, Juan Román Riquelme, one of the top figures in the history of the sport in the country, has said. I've got two very big vices. One is drinking mate, is the other is eating asado.
Vení sonando, vas dibujando arco iris en la voz. Cada mañana.
French striker Antoine Griezmann, a figure for Atletico de Madrid, has also interacted with numerous Uruguayan and Argentine players throughout his career. They were the reasons he tried mate at that time. Nowadays, Griezmann knows very well how to prepare mate and does it naturally, as he were Argentine or Uruguayan. He claims that matecito gives him energy and compares it to other hot beverages like tea and coffee. Wu Lei from China, Egypt's Mohamed Salah, English player Kieran Trippier and Korea's Son Heung-min are just a few of the international footballers who have tried and helped spread mate worldwide.
Mate está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo, la bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba, y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma.
But mate has not only reached the arena of football. Miley Cyrus, for example, has shared moments on social media where she's seen drinking mate, leading many of her followers to feel curious and inspired to try it. For Miley, mate is not just a drink, but also a way to connect with friends and enjoy social moments. Hollywood actor Chris Evans has mentioned mate on several occasions, surprising many of his followers. Through interviews and posts, he has revealed that he enjoys mate for its flavor and the social experience of sharing it with friends. The lead singer of Metallica, James Hetfield, drinks mate and brings his equipment to every show. The musician has been married since 1997 to an Argentine woman who introduced the rocker to this custom.
El mate no es una bebida. El mate es una costumbre, es un ritual, es una cuestión filosófica. El mate es, en el fondo, una conversación, es abrazar al otro. Por eso el mate es también intrínsecamente argentino.
Mate is not just a drink. Mate is a custom, it's a ritual, it's a philosophical matter. It's essentially a conversation, embracing the other. That's why mate is intrinsically Argentine. The expansion of mate is an interesting phenomenon that reflects globalization and cultural exchange, becoming a beverage which is appreciated in various contexts. This was Mate from Argentina to the World, a feature produced by Luis Pandini.
Y recuerdos queridos, camba mate en tu rancho, vivían con vos. Eras todo nostalgia, eras todo ternura. Te has quedado en mi pueblo y con mi canción. En tu barrio tranquilo, por las tardecitas, en tu rancho de lata solías tocar ese mate criollo que en tus labios tan rojo derramabas dulzura y un recuerdo fugaz.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinien in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. President Milei meets Italian Prime Minister and propose her to form an alliance for Western values. Haiti, UN reports 150 deaths in a week due to gang violence. Milei states Vice President Villarruel does not participate in decision making. Amnesty International criticizes Argentina's withdrawal from the COP29 on climate change. Peru, former President Pedro Castillo to stand trial for attempted coup. Sports, Vélez draws, heating up the league title race with several contenders. And thus we come to the end of today's edition of RAI, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. In English, which was presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias, and operated by sound technician Natalia Bravo. This show is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on riot.com.ar. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening, and join us tomorrow for a new program of RAI. Ciao.
Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向。